Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon to you, Kaylin. Thank you for talking to us again here on 101.9 Hi FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we get on to the recent initiatives, the very important recent initiatives which you are involved in, I thought maybe just to remind us, what exactly is Zaka? And why it exists?
So Zaka was started about 30 years ago in Israel. It was started, I don't remember the guy's name, but it was started after the terrorist attacks. As we all know, there are certain laws in which Jewish bodies need to be buried. And that was how Zaka came about. Since then, it has expanded to many countries, all volunteer work.
So Carrie, that's what really interested me, because I understood that Zaka operated in the search and rescue space. And yet what Zaka South Africa is doing is something absolutely, completely different. And maybe you can tell us about your new initiative just outside of Pretoria.
So I'll just get into a bit of a background about Zaka South Africa. So we do have an active search and rescue department, as well as the Chesed Shel MS. And recently we've just launched the fire containment unit. So that's kind of probably what you had in mind when you saw Zaka. So the relief department actually falls under all of those. We assist with the fires, we assist with search and rescue. But we decided in a year that we've had, we would actually like to do some outreach. And that was why we branched out a little bit.
So let's talk a little bit about this outreach, and how is that being reflected in what you're doing?
So being in the, I'd say, like a bit of an emergency department, we can see how quickly these disasters happen. And we went to this place called Rama City, just outside of Pretoria, and we went to go see what we can help them with. And while I was there, I realized that at the moment, we can't ask our community for more funds. Everyone's doing collections. But what we can do is we can equip the community with skills that will either save them or help them. So we took on three projects that we are running on Sunday. So the first one is we're going to teach them how to garden. They've got a small garden there, but we've been collecting 2-liter bottles. And we're going to do wall gardens for them and just show them and teach them the basics of gardening. And then the second project is we've teamed up with MediResponse, and they're actually running a first aid course for, they've selected 20 people from the community that will be trained in basic first aid. And another, I think 30 or 40 that will be doing fire safety. So in the case of an emergency, there are people in the community that will now know what to do to help in the situation instead of just waiting for help to arrive, because we all know in this country how long that can take.
And we all know in this country how, due to apartheid architecture, it was city planning, we all know the extent to which fire is a problem in informal settlements.
Exactly.
So where do you go to from here? Does this become a prototype for future activities that you'll do in other communities?
Yes, that's the plan, is that this is a bit of a pilot project, and please God, it will be successful, and then next year we can start rolling it out in other townships, in other low-income areas.
So Kayla, I love what you were saying about the fact that you're fully aware that people are really quite extended financially, and asking for money is a big ask in these times. But asking for help perhaps isn't such a big ask. So if people did want to get involved and want to be aligned to activities like the ones you're doing, how could they do that?
So they can contact us through our Facebook page, or I think it's info@zaka.org.za, I think is the email address. I'm not entirely sure what the email address is, but they can get in touch with us. And then depending on what department, you might have to do more training than others. But we are always keen to have volunteers.
Pretty amazing. I've got to tell you, I happened to live for a short while in Israel during the time that all those terrible explosions were happening during one of the intifadas. And the work that Zaka did was quite remarkable, truly the work that nobody else wanted to do. such respect given to the deceased in a way like I have never seen in my life before. And what it also did in quite a remarkable way was at the time, and as per usual, there were stresses in Israeli society between the religious and the secular. And I think the work that Zaka did just gave the secular people so much respect for the religious, because honestly, to do what they did was just remarkable.
It really is an amazing organization, and even the colleagues that I work with on it, I have so much respect for them and what they do.
Good luck for your initiative on Sunday, and I'm sure we will be talking to you sooner rather than later.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.